to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today needs no introduction. He is one of my best pals, and he is fighting for everyone in America. He is America's lawyer. He is the great Tom Renz. Thank you for joining me, sir.
I miss you, Mel. You and Rob, no reawakening event for a couple months. I miss you guys. I'm, going through withdrawal.
It was a month ago, but I will tell you that we miss you too, but I see you out there. You are nonstop action. I'm actually in Arizona for an event. You're actually now turned your focus a little bit towards Arizona. I think people might not know this. What's going on in Arizona that you think is important, if not the most important thing in our country right now?
Well, listen, and everybody knows my COVID stuff, right? And I'm not leaving that. We'll never leave that until you see a lot of people in jail and this, that, and other. But the COVID people bring you more than one thing, right? COVID was a cornerstone for a huge, huge attack on everything that we believe in. And another part of that attack is the elections. Right. Well, listen, we cannot let the election stuff continue. So what I've done is I'm not representing Kerry or anybody like that, but I am trying to help people to focus on it and to understand what's happening. And I want to say this, Mel. Kerry Lake's lawsuit, to my mind, might be one of the most important lawsuits in the history of this country. And I say that as a guy who's filed some really big, really important lawsuits.
Yeah.
Kerry's lawsuit is a very good lawsuit. I've read, I've reviewed, I've dug into. Fincham's lawsuit's good. Abe's lawsuit's good. All those are good. But Kerry's particularly is probably the best election lawsuit I've seen since ever. It's really, really good. Olson or whatever, her lawyer, did a great job on this and should be proud of his work. What they did there is they dotted every I and crossed every T. And I'm just going to go on record as an attorney and say, I do not see a credible way for the court to not let this investigation and this complaint move forward. It's that good. And here's what's so important about it. If that case, as well done as it is, doesn't move forward, I don't think that we can actually file an election case to challenge an election. The courts are essentially going to, if that case doesn't move to discovery, and I'm not saying she won it yet, right? Because the case isn't out. We don't know what you find. But at discovery, if it doesn't move to discovery, essentially, the courts are abdicating their role in determining whether judicial fraud, whether election fraud occurs. And I don't think there's another option to file a credible case, because this has more than enough credible allegations. She has standing. So all the stuff where they throw it out on standing is, I mean, rock solid standing, not like maybe standing. She has standing under the statute.
Of course, yeah.
And the reason that this is so important is that we have to be able to challenge an illegal election. And Mel, you've never heard me go on any sort of a major, like I do some work on elections behind the scenes, but I have not filed a single 2020 case. Right. It's not because I think they were fair. It's because I don't have the facts or evidence to file it in good faith.
Right.
This one, the facts and evidence that they presented to me, that's a case that I would have been willing to file. It's the first one I've seen where I would say, yep, I'd file that. And they did a remarkable job putting this together. And, honestly, the discovery is key. It's got to happen.
Yeah, we need that. And the truth about this situation, more than any other situation we've had in election fraud, and again, election fraud has been going on since the machines started being used way back when. It's not new. We were all alive in Bush Gore. It's not novel. They acted like, oh, in 2020 was the first time, or, that whole HBO documentary from the left about cheating in machines. So this has happened in the past. The one thing about the Arizona case was it was so blatant. There was so much that people were watching in real time all over the world, not just, I read papers all over the world. Places in foreign countries were talking about the Maricopa County and Arizona. I mean, Russia and in the Middle East, and it was being reported on all over the world what happened in Arizona, in America, in that midterm election, which is a shocking thing that never, nobody cares about midterm elections overseas. This one people were watching because it's kind of the linchpin of the whole thing. Also, another thing, Tom, that I saw is that a lot of really, you know, there were a lot of people on the right, honestly, especially on Fox News and other channels that wouldn't even touch election fraud, wouldn't talk about all the all the Lindell stuff, all of that. Most people are honestly saying something was wrong in Maricopa, and they're saying it with like fully confident that they can say that and that that's something that they believe. Yeah. And they're willing to stand by that. So very different than 2020. I think a real shot. And the what's coming out now also about FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, and he had given a lot of money to Katie Hobbs as well, and how you know what, now they're coming out with all these ballots after the fact. And then I was talking to Gail Golick. She's telling me all about these signatures don't match. I mean, there's just so much. And if we can't do it, then like you said, as much as COVID is a major, major thing, we got the FBI and the DOJ weaponized, huge thing. What's coming out about big tech, huge thing. But if we don't fix the elections, we don't have a country.
Well, you know, like I said, to me, in this case, you have credible allegations. You have standing. You have everything you need. I think that the court is on trial here. You know, I mean, this really, the left has said since 2020, well, you know, you can't have people questioning the election because if they don't have faith in the election, what do we have? Well, that's true. That's true. What do we have? But here's the thing. So I've been pushing hashtag election liars because that's what they are. They call us election deniers. It's not hashtag election deniers. It's hashtag election liars. The election liars are out there fooling the sheep. And what they're doing is they're telling us, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Don't look at anything. Now, I can't speak to 2020. I believe there's probably garbage, probably all sorts of it. Lindell's a brilliant guy. And if he says there's something there, he probably is right. But here's the thing. This one I've looked at. This is credible. And it dots the I's and crosses the T's legally.
Right.
And, you know, much like the elections, we have to have faith in. We also have to have faith in a transparent judiciary. Now, I get asked 5,000 times a week still, oh, is the judicial? Is there anyone in the judicial system that's honest? And my answer is, yeah, absolutely. I don't believe that the judicial system is dishonest. But this is a highly charged, very political case that is super, super, super difficult. I would not want to be the judge on this case.
Yeah.
But, well, actually, I'd be okay being the judge on this case. I just don't care. But most people don't want that kind of scrutiny and the death threats and all that garbage. But the thing is you've got eyewitnesses. You have indisputable paperwork showing that the machines weren't properly certified. I mean, you've got motive. You've got Carrie Lake being censored because Katie Hobbs actually abused the authority inherent in her office to request that these, and I don't even know if it's a request. I mean, was she strong-arming them? And what? We shouldn't think that she would do that? Katie Hobbs threatened to arrest these counties if they didn't certify an election that these counties were saying was, you know, garbage. She threatened to arrest
the person. So it wasn't just doing it as the Secretary of State. She was doing it as the person they were certifying.
That's not a conflict of interest. That's an abuse of power. I mean, this is like thugs coming in and blackmailing you. You'll sign this or else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And you're going to allow this and you're going to tell me there's nothing to see here with that much? That's absolute tripe.
Also, we have to, if we are truly, you know, the United States of America and living by the rule of law and a constitution and the Bill of Rights and all the things that are supposed to matter, then we, the people of the United States, have the right to question the government. We're not questioning the election.
Obligation.
Right. And we're not questioning elections. We're not election deniers. We're saying that there's real things in this election. There's people in Arizona that have real questions, and those citizens deserve real answers. And that's the whole point of what I'm dealing with now with a lot of things I'm working on, you're working on, which is the other side. And I'm not talking, I don't believe that there's, you know, it's not the standard two sides. I believe that who we're fighting, who's doing this, is an oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class that funnels money to these people, these hitmen.
Yep.
But I will tell you that I have been talking to people that we talked a long time ago about the 65 Project, David Brock and his pals that all set up this thing, and they're trying to disbar any lawyer that filed any lawsuit against 2020. And I've gone through all of it. They've written affidavits. They're going after Ellis. They're going after Victoria Tensing, Rudy Giuliani. They're law licenses in cahoots with the bar, sadly enough. Now they have this new thing, Facts First USA, David Brock again, all the same people involved in the Democracy Matters document. I think I sent it to you as well. I did. And the crazy part about this is what they're saying in this document, and these are the powers that be. These are the people that are, fortifying the elections. These are the people that Molly Ball's article in Time magazine, when she said that a cabal of billionaires and corporations saved us from another Trump thing after the election, when she, that telling article that, kind of contradicted everything they'd said. But what it says in here, if you read this document, is that we, the people of the United States, don't deserve answers. We don't deserve transparency. We don't deserve truth, because the hitmen that are involved in the 65 Project and now the Facts First Project that's going to try to hedge off any investigations into COVID, Afghanistan, the election, or the FBI, DOJ, and big tech collusion. Their whole point is, we're going to keep this country status quo. The oligarch and billionaires are going to keep power over the government, and the people are going to not be able to say anything, do anything, or we will go after them. And it's laid out in no uncertain terms, just like the 2016 documents. And we can't allow it anymore. It is not about left or right. It is about we, the people of the United States, being manipulated, mind controlled, brainwashed, and behavior modified by a bunch of bullies. And that's all they are. They're bullies that need to keep power in the hands of a very small elitist class of United States citizens that believe that this is their country and the rest of us should sit down, shut up, and take stolen elections and fraudulent claims and vaccine mandates. I'm sure you saw today the White House put out their 2023 COVID response documents in them. Again, all the same stuff with the masks and the social distancing and the mandates, and they're buying billions of dollars of shots and billions of dollars in gloves and M95s and whatever. It stuck in there is something where they say they want all hospitals to make sure that they provide vaccine shots and make sure people are updated with their vaccinations before discharge.
Yeah.
Okay, a whole new level. And I'm sitting there thinking, are we in the twilight zone? Because the election is the biggest part of it is that we got to straighten that out. It's going to be the same people that are behind all of it. The billionaires and trillionaires that are behind the push for this is all about control. This is all about top down elitist billionaire class control over we the people of this country, that actually this is our country. So what are your thoughts? Where are we going forward with first you can fill me in on the moves that you're making there, and then I want to talk a little bit about this new round of COVID. I mean, they just had another event 201 and nobody's talking about it.
With all their continued gain of function research in Boston, Galveston, and all over the country, that's not a surprise. So the next move right now for me is, right now I need your help and, people listening. We're pushing the heck out of this. I'm going to be doing videos. I'm going to be doing stuff. I want the people of Arizona to be putting pressure on their elected officials to do the right thing. Every single person in Maricopa County needs to feel the pressure. We've got to have everybody involved, and it's got to be peaceful. It's got to be legal. It's got to be right, but it's got to be real. Much like our heroes in the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, people like that, who did this. They didn't stoke violence. They fought for peace, but they fought for equality. We have to have that same sort of tenacity. We've got to fight. We've got to fight ethically. We've got to fight peacefully, but we've got to fight. And we need to make sure that all eyes are on Arizona right now.
Right.
There's rumor that some of the elected officials are looking at different options. There's rumor that all sorts of things are happening. We need to support anybody who is fighting for freedom in Arizona, but it's got to be legit. And I want to give people some a cautionary tale.
Great.
We've seen too many times one of the tricks the politicians are using now is they'll take someone with an R by their name who will talk a good game, pay lip service to everything we say, and then introduce a bill that doesn't do half of what we need. It can't be that way. We need to ensure that we have the opportunity to deal with corrupt elections. Now, the courts need to do right on this. And, you know, I'm confident they will, because this is a very strong case. But we need everybody down there to make it known to everyone involved, all of these politicians, all these people, that this is not acceptable. We need to talk. Everybody needs to be talking about that crooked county recorder guy who has a pack. You know, he's in charge of the elections and he's got a pack.
Yeah.
Trying to, that was structured to try and defeat people at Kerry Lake. We've got to talk about Katie Hobbs, you know, reaching out and abusing her power to censor and to threaten and to do all these things. And by the way, I heard and haven't been able to confirm, but is it true? Does her husband do a gender therapy for children?
Yes, that is true. Yes. He's a transgender, I believe he does care, and she's a big activist for gender child, you know.
Well, that explains why the globalists support her. But anyways,
she is supported. We have to also make clear she is supported by Soros, as is the sheriff here in Maricopa County. So, you know, we have to remember that the deep state has real tentacles in this area. But I mean, listen, the cheating was so overwhelming. It was so ugly. The machines going down. They're not having enough toner. I mean, could they have pulled out more stops on
In any other county, right? It only happened in Maricopa, where the guys running the election had the pack against Kerry Lake. You know, every other county, they had other issues in Arizona for sure, but Maricopa had specific and unique issues to it.
Right.
And isn't that odd that the most populous county that's ran by people who hate Kerry Lake would just so happen to have all these issues that no one else had on election day? This stinks of corruption. And, you know, I want to put out a challenge. I want to put out a challenge. You want to call me an election denier? Okay, prove it. You open up your books. You welcome this investigation. Don't oppose the motion. Allow full discovery. Allow a real audit, not a garbage recount. You let us take a look. I challenge you, Katie Hobbs. I challenge you, Democrat Party of Arizona. Prove that I'm an idiot.
Right.
Prove that I'm a liar. Prove that I'm a crook. You open it up. Don't tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist and then say we don't have anything to show you. I want you to open this up. Prove that all of us election deniers, as you call us, are wrong. You show us, because you don't hide things unless there's something to hide.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you guys liars and crooks and hashtag election liars right up until the point that you guys open your books and prove me wrong. All you got to do is do that. And then guess what? I welcome you doing it, because I'm going to take a week off if you prove me wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not going to happen, because the truth is that this is part of their thing. They never debate the facts. They never go over it. They don't want to go over it. We are entitled as citizens of the United States to have that audit if we believe that our votes are not being counted properly or being dismissed. Also, how they were making people wait for hours online. I mean, it was just a total nightmare. It's the right thing to do. Now, do you know anything about the judge? Is the judge a Trump judge? Is a judge... Because we got to get some of these cases in front of the constitutional judges, the 300 that Trump placed. Is this a friendly judge, or is this a judge that is possibly, you know, on the other side?
Well, I guess we'll find out. Listen, it's not supposed to matter. Well, right. We're all supposed to. You know what? So I'm going to be a lawyer for a second. The role of an attorney and a judge, the role of the judiciary. When I go to court, my job is to assist the court in the application of the law to a particular set of facts. No more, no less. Our job is never to change the law, ever. Our job is only to assist in interpretation where there's ambiguity. So where the text of the law is plain, we don't need to interpret it. It's real. So, you know, with that in mind, this whole living, breathing constitution, so that's a load of crap. That's not a jurist. That's an activist.
Right. Exactly. Okay? But that's the problem.
So, yeah. Well, so we're supposed to, and I do have a lot of respect for the courts. So theoretically, this judge will do her best to apply the law as it's written to the facts. And I don't know about her political leanings, and ideally it won't matter. But what I will tell you is I've looked at the law, I've looked at the facts, and I don't think there's a credible way to dismiss this prior to discovery. The standards applicable for discovery, the standards applicable to move this through the first phase of the lawsuit and into the investigative portion, were met by so far. I mean, the Arizona law is crystal clear. In fact, I've got right here, I'll read you a quote that anybody can understand. You don't have to be a genius to understand it. You don't have to be a lawyer. I want people to hear how clear this is. So ARS, which is Arizona Revised Statute 16-672, guarantees that, quote, any elector of the state may contest the election of any person declared elected to state office, .. upon any of the following grounds. And those grounds include a whole bunch of things that have all been properly alleged in these complaints. There is absolutely no question that Carrie Lake was injured.
Yes.
The injury is concrete and particularized. The standing is there. The law is clear as day. She has the right to challenge. And, so let's get to opening up the books. Let's get to opening up the machines. Let's get to opening up everything that happened. I want to know where those 25,000 votes that appeared out of nowhere came, because here's the other thing. When one of the critical things that they look at in an election case is, okay, so you've alleged some votes were wrong. If it's not enough to change the outcome of the election, does it matter? And in this case, the allegations are very good for hundreds of thousands of votes, right. And she only lost by 17,000.
Right. I mean, it's too close.
This is really a good case. And like I said, this judge will have a hard case in front of her, but I don't think that there's any question that we should truly get a full discovery on this case.
Well, we got to pray for this judge, because I will tell you that what I was talking about before, this elite, they have hit squads, this elitist class, you know, this new memo is called the SWAT team to counter any congressional investigations 2023 and forward. And I mean, that's what it's called. And in there,
we're going to have our own conservative patriot SWAT team. And I think we're going to see what we can't do about that.
Yeah, we have to, because what they're doing to lawyers and to judges all over this country, Elias and all of them, they go in and they really, and then you have all these fringe groups, because I don't know if you saw the hearing with Nancy Mace yesterday, where she was saying to one of these trans activists that was very involved with Twitter, with getting the word groomer, I assume across the board, being like getting people banned for using that term, which it's a real term and it's a real concept. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what happened to Harvard. You know, I call it the Poison Ivy League now. It's gotten turned upside down. Maybe it always was. But it's this woman from Harvard, I guess, or a man, I'm not sure, transgender, I don't know which way, but she was at a hearing with Nancy Mace. And Nancy Mace, she's brought up this tweet that she put about making sure that the justices after the Roe versus Wade decision never have a day of peace, that everywhere they go, we harass them and attack them. We're talking about Supreme Court justices. This used to be a land where you honored.
Completely inappropriate.
I mean, but where these were exalted, these were honored people. These people were people that, you know, held a position in our country that was sacred. And now, and this activist, trans activist from Harvard's, online, Southern Poverty Law Center division of Harvard, is threatening judges. So that's another problem with a lot of these cases all over the country, including with COVID, and that's going to be a whole different thing. But we have to remember that, I pray for these judges to have the strength to do this, because we are watching A lot of nefarious stuff going on. And these people are, the people that we're fighting are very dangerous, Tom. The, every day that goes on, more and more is revealed about how just dark and ugly it is. I'm sure you're watching the Twitter files come out. I also had on one of the whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, a great guy, Kyle Serafin. And he was talking about, you know, especially after January 6th, but before that, well, what our government is doing to people that are trying to seek justice and truth and are fighting like you and I are and many of our friends are and great people out there, but that the FBI and the DOJ and the, this cabal at the very top, that they are literally going after people that have no criminal records, that have done nothing wrong because of posts here or there or because of tips. And, it, you know, we're in a scary situation. So we really have to all pulled together. There can't be any more division, no more waiting for anything. Nope. We got to meet in the same space. So for that, what are concrete things that people should be doing and focusing on right now? Because you're on the front lines on many fronts, but they all converge to the same thing. And I'm glad you brought up because we're going to more and more deal with this nonsense. I saw Lee Stefanik put out today a tweet like, breaking, we have the committee that she's on has evidence that the COVID came from the Chinese Wuhan lab. Yeah, we've known that for 2.5 years. We know about Fauci. We knew about everything else. We don't care about your committees. They're all whatever. We need some real muscle in there. We need some real changes. I for myself think that it should be we the people of the United States versus the vassal state of District of Columbia, but we're not there yet. But as for going forward, you know, we got to change this game. We got to fight harder. We got to fight stronger and smarter and not wait for the punch to come and to back down and hit back.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we need to be punching hard and we need to be attacking. And, you know, it's really an amazing thing. Mel, you know, I'm so honored that you're my friend. I really am. And you said so many important things there. And God's blessed me in so many ways. And one of the biggest things he's done is, you know, I've fought hard and I've tried to fight his fight. And so he's given me some neat opportunities. And the biggest thing that I'm doing now is I'm shifting into exactly what you're talking about, right? We're going to step up the game. We're expanding what we're doing. I'm going into a bunch of different things. And what we're doing is taking the fight where I said it always needed to be. I said early on, I need legal, I need political, I need PR, I need them to be combined. I need to hit people hard. We need to be aggressive and we need to go after these bad guys. And guess what? If you're going to do something evil against our country, right, we won't be unethical, but we need to take you out legally, politically, and PR wise. And we need to take you out hard. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. So we're doing a bunch of things. You know, one of the things that I'm doing is next week I launch on the America Out Loud Network. I'm going to start doing a radio show once a day.
Cool. Great.
It is. I figure it's got a much better chance than like a video thing because then no one has to look at me. But yeah, we're going to do that. And I'm excited. It's the same network that McCullough does it on. I've always loved talk radio. So that's kind of neat.
Me too.
And we're doing that, but I got why are you doing that? Aren't you a lawyer? Yes, that's why I'm doing it.
Right.
Because guess what? So when you and I and Rob are sitting there and having a beer, you know, that one time every couple months, we're talking about fighting the fight.
Right.
It never is, do you have a single lawsuit that's going to win at all? When I promised God I'd fight this fight, I'm fighting for freedom. I'm fighting for our country, right? If the role of an attorney is to facilitate the application of law to a particular set of facts, that doesn't leave room for me to change the laws as an attorney. That's why I have to educate people. That's why the whistleblowers have always been so important.
Yeah.
That's why the media has always been so important. That's why when I come on your show and, you know, a bazillion people watch because you're awesome. That's why that's so critical, because we have to educate. So we have legal, we have political, and we have PR. On the political side, probably within, I'd say, a year or so, I plan on rolling out the final phase of the three, which will give us a real comprehensive, full encompassing strike force. And what we want to be able to do is hit these bad guys hard and effectively and make them politically accountable to we the people, not Democrats, not Republicans, nope. to we the people. Because I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. I'm a member of we the people. I just want a free, safe country. I want America first because I don't trust anyone else. And why should I? Right. Why should I? Well, you know, my parents, my grandparents, our founding fathers, all the way back to the founding fathers, they fought for this country. Hell if I'm going to give up what they fought for. We're going to preserve it. So we're doing that. And I know that's kind of vague, but strategically, it's really important because it's all about building that. Now, we the people, on the other hand, we the people have the most important role in this.
Yep.
That's why I've always admired what you do and admired what the other people who have a voice do, because what you do is you give the people something to hear and to do and to know. And so we've got to get the people activated. I'm just going to tell you outright there. You know, I'm friends with General Flynn. I'm friends with all sorts of people. And I just outright asked him about a year ago, what's the secret plan? What's the super secret thing that I'm not involved in? I mean, do we have, what's going on? Just so that I can help. I said, yeah, listen, I'll give whatever I can. I'll help you. And they said, we the people. What the hell does that mean? You know, I was so disappointed at the time because I thought there was some sort of secret plan. There is no secret plan. And if there is, it's way above my pay grade. The secret plan is for every one of us to get off of our butts and do something to free our country. Right. To do it together, to do it peacefully, to do it in the shadow of a Martin Luther King, of a Mahatma Gandhi, of Jesus Christ, and to fight. And so we've got to activate we the people. We've got to get them going right now. Everybody needs to be calling, talking, seeing what they can do to promote things in Arizona. We put out a little video on Twitter. I hope they're going to share that. I hope that goes viral.
Yeah.
We need it on Truth Social. We need it on Facebook, even though you'll get censored. We need it everywhere. And we just got to keep sharing. We've got to overwhelm the system and keep beating the bad guys and keep refusing and just absolutely refuse, just like we did with COVID. It worked with COVID. Some of the people, not enough of them, but a lot of the people said, I don't care if I lose my job. I don't care what I have to do to defend my family's freedom. We're not taking this job or this shot. And you know what? They now are the control group. The people who wouldn't do that are the people that are part of the died suddenly group. And it's sad. It's so sad. I mean, I fought so hard to try and save these people. I didn't. I couldn't. But we were successful in creating a situation where enough people stood that we have a control group. And so as long as we keep fighting, we're going to win COVID.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
We need to use that across the board and we have to keep fighting. So now I need my warriors that we've been working with on all these different fronts to step up, help us in Arizona, help us with the next wave of COVID, which, by the way, is coming, and or whatever the next release is. And, you know, I think we'll talk about that next. But, you know, that's the next step is just expand the fight.
Yeah. And what we have to say, and you and I talked about this last time we were together in person, and really it's got to be out there, and it's got to be everyone that watches me needs to really, really do this and understand it and get involved, because we have to open the tent. It can't be left or right, Republican, Democrat,
no.
Trump or Biden, gay or straight, Jewish, Christian, Muslim. None of it matters, because it's to not understand the stakes of the game that we're in. It's when people are being myopic and just looking at or feeling like they're part of a group or they're this or they're that. That's where we all lose. Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall has never been more real, massively important than it is right now. There will be no, all the little groups out there, and they're all paid for by the same billionaires and trillionaires that were involved in the great, that are involved. The whole thing's about the great reset, the financial system reset, everything, the CBDC, it's all connected to the COVID. It's all connected to the election fraud. It's all the same billionaires at the very top of this pyramid. And what we really have to understand is that we, the people of the United States, have a real threat of losing our country as we know it. Are because to me, I keep saying to people, like you're talking, is there a grand plan? Is the military? Is this? Is that happening? it doesn't really matter, because our the actual enemy of humanity right now, I call the Fourth Reich, are a cabal. It's not a conspiracy theory. If you look at all their own websites, they're all in lockstep. It's
they tell UN, us
World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, IMF, BIS, World Bank. If you just look at what they say, it's all the same. It's all in lockstep. They all put out their plans. They don't hide it. Event 201 just had their second event with Bill Gates and the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, planning the next pandemic, far worse. Nope. It's all the same people. All also are involved in the climate crisis, the global public-private partnership stakeholders. This is a small group of people. There's about, 3,000 at the very top that all meet together all over the world, and then all their minions, probably a million. And there's about 7 billion of us. And we're not talking. And the biggest problem, Tom, is when people are asking me about this, I say, these guys don't care if Trump comes back. They don't care if the military takes over. They don't care if people get arrested and go to tribunals. The real enemy here are people that don't want America to exist at all. And to them, they believe that our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our borders, language, culture, our spirit, our drive, our ambition is their problem to be solved by them. And we are turning the tables, and we've been for 3 years, slowly and steadily in every aspect. And Trump started it. The reason it was never about Trump, and they never hated Trump before he ran. Trump was dismantling the global cabal. He was dismantling the globalist regime. He got up there at the UN and he said, United States will never be a socialist nation. There is no globalist flag. We are America first. And we are, and every country should be their country first. If every country put their country first, all of the countries could get along. And instead, we've been all taught to fight each other. And right now in America, we have been set on this path to fight each other. And that is how we lose. So, Tom, I'm joining your team. I know a lot of people that I'm watching and listening to us are. But we have to remember that we have to start talking to our neighbors, because it is not diversity that is our strength. It is what we have in common. It is that most people want to live their lives, do what they do for a living, raise their children, and have liberty and peace, and have the government stay out of their business, out of their lives, follow the Constitution, follow the Bill of Rights, and leave us alone and do your job. And until we get back to a place like that, we are never going to have America as it belongs. And your children that you love, those two little boys that you do this all for, and their children deserve to have a better America than we had. And if we don't turn this around, they're not going to have an America at all. So we really have to follow you and follow the fight and get up and stand up. And like I said in the last meeting, the last speech, you don't hire somebody, Tom, and say, I'll check in with them in 2 years or 4 years.
Nope.
You have to, every American citizen listening to this right now should know every single representative that represents you in your local government, your county, your state, and in federal government. And you should once a week make it your business to check in on what they're doing, what bills they're sponsoring, how they're spending your money, what they're going into, what contracts is your city council and your mayor, because a lot of this World Economic Forum stuff is seeped all the way into the local communities. And it's not that hard to find. If you look at smart city deals or COVID deals or PPP loans and how they were spent, start doing your own. These people work for you. Treat them as employees. And if we do that, then we'll be outraged enough to show up, because they're about to pass another, before January, another giant pork-filled bill of our money. They're killing us with the deficit. They're killing us with inflation. They don't care. And if we don't fix the elections and start getting real champions of America and America first and our future and our children, then none of this matters. I don't care about your gay, straight, abortion, all the things that people are marching about. It's all gone. All your marching, all your freedom, all your liberty, gone. If we don't turn this around, and it starts with the elections. So Tom, after my diatribe, but I really need people to know the stakes are very high. You and I sit with General Flynn and other people that are at the very top that most people don't get to talk to. These people do know what's going on, and they are telling us America's got to stand up or we are in big trouble.
Yeah. And I'm going to be real clear about this.
these people that you think are running the show in the smoke-filled rooms are telling nobodies like me that they're scared. They're scared for our future. They're scared for our country. And they're, because they all know this comes down to, we win this or lose this based on whether we, the people, insist on our freedom or not.
Right.
It's just that simple. I have never once since this has started attacked someone who's fighting on our side. There is no reason to do that. I have so many enemies and so many bad guys.
Yeah.
We'll take them out. I'm not fighting anybody on my side. I won't do it. They've attacked me. I don't attack them back. And I'm not gonna. If you're doing right, I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care if you do it different or not. I'm just glad you're doing it. And we have to do that. We also have to understand the importance of unity. We are asking to come together as Americans. There is a foundational principle. We've always been a melting pot, which means we have our own things that we do and things that we are. But we've all come together as Americans and believed in one thing, the one thing from day one America has been able to unify on, and that I still believe we could unify on, is freedom.
Me too.
Freedom. So freedom means you do you, but don't push you on me, right? And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Christianity.
That's where it went off track. That's where it went off track. When we had the civil rights law, we had other things. Things were looking very good when Barack Obama was announced as the president and went into office. Since then, we have divided. It's these same people. It's this billionaire class with all of their NGOs and think tanks and all this, and their non-for-profits that have pitted people as oppressor, oppressee, this, that. It's all a fraud. It's all divide and conquer, and it's not the people on the ground. And a lot of them are useful idiots or think they're fighting for something. They're not really fighting for anything. They're distracting we the people from the real problem, which is that America's freedom and America's Constitution and our Second Amendment and our Bill of Rights and our foundation and our history is the problem of those who want to reset this planet. And if people don't start to really accept that that is not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy, but it's a real one. And it's planned by people that seek to destroy everything that's great about America. And again, Tom, we always say it, and it's true. And you talk to people over the world right now, America is the one standing in the way of the entire world falling to the great reset.
Yep. Yep. If we fall, the rest of the world falls.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I have had the real blessing that people, you know, have called me from around the world or talked to me from around the world, lawyers and all sorts of people. And yeah, everybody says, what the hell are these Americans doing? And that's why the midterms were reported around the world, because they're looking at us like, are you guys going to let your country fall? What do we do if America falls? They're the beacon on the hill. They're the guys fighting for freedom. They're the guys that are standing between us and tyranny.
Right.
And we're not doing it. So, you know, listen, this fight is only just beginning. And, you know, it's my favorite thing in the universe is Christmas. I love Christmas. I've always wanted, when I was a little kid, and this is out of character, and I always wanted to be Santa Claus. That's my thing, right? Yeah. I always wanted to be Santa Claus. The only thing that could ever get me off the battlefield is if I could find a way to be a fat guy in a red sleigh and bring presents to kids. I would love that. I want to give some hope on this Christmas season, because we got a lot of heavy, hard things we're talking about.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am literally one of the most blessed people on this planet. I mean, you know, especially, and I can say this with you, Mel, especially, probably more than anybody, from day one, I've said the same thing. I'm a nobody from Ohio. I am literally a nobody. I don't know if people know this. This office, this is my home office. I don't even go to the building anymore. There's no reason to. I mean, it's not like I could take another client for the next 90 years. You know, I mean, but... So, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm working out of my home office more days than I'm not.
Right.
In fact, outside of when I'm traveling, which is way more like often than I'd like. But when I started, I sat in this office in my chair right here, this chair. And I had my hands between my head between my hands praying. I said, God, put it before me and I'll do my best. And I have. And late friends, I want you guys to hear me. The nobody from Ohio, I can say with absolute pride and honesty that I believe that I've had an impact. Yeah. If you can do that, if God will back you, there's hope. The nobody from Ohio and the work that we've done has assisted, and we're close to winning outright on COVID. We're going to keep fighting until we do. And we're talking about elections and free speech and all these other things we're going to hit, and we are. But a war that started, you know, we started this just from here, from a nobody in Ohio. You don't have to be great to do great things. God has blessed us, and he'll have our back as long as we do right by him. There is hope. We will defeat these guys. And I will tell you, I was sitting with Alex Jones earlier today, and I told him, I said, listen, God's got our back, and I'll stand against the gates of hell themselves if I got it. We will win this. We will have freedom. And it's because he's carrying us, and it's because we, the people, will stand. And, you know, I want you to remember this Christmas season when you get the opportunity to be blessed and to see your family that hasn't gone nuts and decided to disown you because you won't get a jab. And I say it that way jokingly, but for a reason. For every bad thing that's happened, we still get to keep living. We still get to keep fighting. And God is good. And we got to appreciate that. We got to take that gift, and we got to remember what it is we fight for. And every day, no matter how tired we are and how bad it may seem, it could be worse. We still live in America. We still have a good chance to save our country. We still will regain our freedom. And so fight on, brothers and sisters, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. I agree. And you know what? At the end of the day, the best thing that we have is love and friendship and God and community and fellowship, all the things that are great and amazing. We really have to start concentrating again on that. I've been talking about when I was little, my parents had a neighborhood watch, you know, and they would take turns. And then once a month, I guess there would be like a potluck, and it wouldn't be, nobody cared what political class you were or whatever. It was about getting to know people in your neighborhood. We stopped doing that. I think we really have to like all embrace how lucky we are to be in America and start reaching out to our literal neighbors and our community and really realizing how blessed we are to have this great country. I've been in 22 states. We're driving again. We're in Arizona. We were in Texas. We're in Oklahoma. And it's like you drive through America and we are so blessed, and we forget all the chaos and all the, you know, we're being come at by all sides and this information war and this and that. At the end of the day, your neighbors, your friends, your community, just go embrace it and be a part of it and get out there. And we all grew up and had like our high school and our neighborhood friends and all of that. We should have that all our lives. And if we can reach out and not, we can differ. And when did debate become a problem? And censorship is ridiculous. It doesn't matter what somebody thinks. Everyone has love in their heart and a gift from God that they can use in this battle. And thank you so much, because Merry Christmas to everyone, of course. And this is the best time of year, and I think we have a lot to be grateful and thankful for. And 2023, again, planet chaos will continue to turn, and we will continue to turn with it. And I believe that lots of great things are happening, and not in a small part because of you. So much is coming out about COVID, and I think continuing to put out these plans and these executive orders and, you know, some on a different show, we'll talk about some of the financial stuff, but I have to tell you, it's all becoming too much. And I see a lot of panic on the side of what I believe is evil or demons or this elitist oligarchy type Fourth Reich. There's a lot of panic and it's a lot of coming off as bravado and winning. And I see the opposite. I see a lot of God revealing a lot of things that you might not want to see, but they once you see them, you can't unsee them. And to me, that is the open space for which we win. So Tom Renz, tell people where they can find you, how they can help you. You got a lot going on. I mean, like 2 months ago, you're like, I don't know. Now it's like you're all busy and stuff. besides being a lawyer and trying to save America and expose COVID.
Yeah. Well, listen, there were a lot of attacks coming, and, you know, we've weathered them.
Yep.
And we stand stronger. And you're right. They're afraid, and they'd better be, because we're coming. And let me assure you, they do have stuff to fear, because we're going to bring it. We actually launched TomRens.com, and it's just it's pretty rudimentary right now.
Cool.
But we've got it there. We got a lot of work to do on it. But if you support our sponsors there, you know, we sell precious metals.
Great.
We got some vitamins and supplements. We got the MyPillow guy stuff, of course.
Yeah, cool. See, these people are great. You got to support our sponsors, mine and Tom's, because they support us. And, you know, this is how we do this.
Well, cool. This is it.
So we launched TomRens.com is up.
Yeah. It's just getting started, but we're going to do that. And we're going to, you know, what that's going to do is raise money to support lawyers.
You need to
get more lawyers, more people. Everything I do is about the fight. So it's always about supporting the fight. Rens-law.com, of course. Please subscribe to the Substack. We need that to grow. We're providing news. We're providing information. We just got to make sure it keeps going. That is critical. You can find it on both TomRens.com and Rens-law.com. Support us there. We got to give send go. We always need support, but most importantly, we always need prayers.
Yeah, we do. We all do. And you definitely deserve as many prayers as you can get. Now, what if there's lawyers out there? We need a lot more. I think we need a lot more lawsuits by the people, for the people.
Yep.
If lawyers out there want to get involved, either work with you, volunteer, paralegals, how do they get in touch with you?
Rens-law.com. We got a contact form. We do try to keep up with it. Sometimes it gets just absolutely slammed. Sometimes it's not, but we do try and keep up with it. We are looking for people all the time for different things.
Right.
If there are any big firms out there that really want to throw their hat into this, there's money to be made.
There's money to be made now.
We've plowed the road.
Right.
So now we just need you guys to come out and, you know, I'll help you figure out how to make the money. You can make it off of the work. I don't care about the money. I just care that we get it done.
Yep.
We just need more lawyers. And like I said, I'm moving. I got to move to a position of doing a little bit more general work and a little bit less soldier work, because I can file two cases or I can help to manage 50.
Right.
And unfortunately, we got to have more getting done. And God's just moving me in that direction. So we're hitting from a lot of directions so that we can properly manage lawfare as it needs to be done. And
it's going to be rough. I told you, they laid out their document. They got the lawfare plans. They're already ready on the other side to shoot down any investigation that comes. They're already working on it. So we got to be doubling down even harder, going for it more. If you are a lawyer out there, if you have family or friends that are behind this and love God and country and are a lawyer, please share this with them. Please have them get in touch. Tom has a lot of the evidence already. If he doesn't have it, other people do. Tom is on a team with a lot of people that will be working with the new GOP heads of committees that are going to be running investigations as well. So if you are a lawyer, a paralegal, somebody out there in that field, a retired judge, a retired lawyer, you know, you can really be of help right now. We need a team. Lawfare on the other side is a game for them. And they've been playing it a very long time. And we are not going to let them do it anymore. And we are going to fight back like we never have. So that's very important. Now, your Substack, you drop a lot of stuff there. You write there every day. And so everyone, please go to Rens.law. And again, if you want evidence on any of this, if you have evidence also. Also, Tom, you are on social media. I see you gibbering around there and you interact with people. People love that. So where can people find you on social media?
So my favorite is Truth. Truth Social is my favorite. But I've actually I've been hitting Twitter a lot lately. In fact, we put a video out that was specifically for Twitter because they have a 1-minute, 20-second limit. And so we put one of those out today that we're trying to get to run on the election liar hashtag. that one's been kind of fun in the sense that, so I don't interact as much on that one because I just can't.
Right.
It's not as good a platform for interacting as Truth is.
I agree.
But it's fun to tweak the sheep.
Yeah.
And to annoy the left.
And yeah, I, you, yeah.
you can hit them there. So I work with my allies on Truth, and I work with I annoy my enemies on Twitter.
Great. And are they both Tom Renz?
Actually, Twitter is Renz Tom.
Renz
because
Tom.
I had to. They didn't have Tom Renz. I don't know who they had a Tom Renz already taken.
Oh, I have that.
Probably a bot.
Yeah.
And then we got Getter at Tom Renz, and we're all over the place.
Cool. Okay.
We actually got a Rumble and a BitChute now.
Ah, Tom Renz, you're getting out there, and you're also still the America's lawyer. It's amazing stuff. But you know what? Things are coming to you, and a lot of people want to help you. I know behind the scenes, because we're together in real life.
I have such amazing people, Mel. You really and Rob too. I'm so grateful when people. See me come on and be grateful. They don't understand how much help I get from how many amazing people. I mean, God likes me right now.
I know. I feel very blessed as well. I'll tell you. And you know, it's funny. I haven't gotten back my original Truth Twitter account yet. I'm in the queue, I guess. I think I'm probably on the list that was sent in by whoever was DHS behind there telling me to shut people
one
down.
One of the crooks.
Yeah, but which is good because I'm also involved in one of the lawsuits. But I have to tell you that I am back on there too, the Mel K Show at Twitter. I'm not great at that. I don't want to really. I'm working too hard to fight. But it is interesting to watch, you know, how much was going on there when I didn't even look over there for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But I do like Truth too because you can actually interact with people that aren't going at you. So I think it's all working out. But I. Just peeking over there at Twitter, I see a lot changing really fast, and I think that's a good thing. And you're no small part of it.
So, well, we're trying to hit it everywhere, I'll tell you that.
I know. Well, thank you, Tom Renz. Love to you and your family. Merry Christmas. Thank you for bringing everyone an update. And keep fighting. We are here in Arizona. You are focused on Arizona. If you are in Arizona or you have family or friends in Arizona, please tell them to get up, stand up, get out, and be part of saving this country, because it's all eyes on Arizona right now, not just here, but all over the world. So let's fix Arizona, and then we can start to fix this country properly. Thank you so much, Tom Renz.
Thank you, Mel.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country, because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead. Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me, and it might be concerning you. I would really like everyone to take seriously the Executive Order 14067 and go read it for yourselves. This is about the central bank digital currency, and this would then take all of our banking systems as we know them and put them into a centralized banking system. Central bank digital currency they are talking about is programmable tokens. Programmable tokens attached to a ESG social credit governance score. The central bank digital currency is track and trace money that would be controlled by the private Western central bank, essentially taking our free will to do as we wish with our financial assets. And in turn, the government could watch everything we buy, track and trace every purchase, anything we're investing on. They can then, on that end, go after you with taxes and liens and other financial tools that can really take away your ability to live the life that you choose with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as you see fit. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather this storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings, protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkayshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.